Hi, I'm Jessica Border, and welcome back to Sleep Magic, a podcast where I help you find the magic of your own mind, helping you to sleep better and live better. So as this is our first week on Sleep Magic, we thought we'd make our previous Sleepwave listeners, thank you so much, by the way, for joining us, feel right at home, and also introduce our new listeners, hello, hello, to some of my greatest Sleepwave hits, so to speak. This next episode is one of the first I ever did for Sleepwave, and it's all about training your own mind to recover your original positive relationship with sleep. I encourage anybody who's had sleep issues over time to listen to this, maybe even regularly. Enjoy. Before we get started, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, practicing relaxation, which is a skill you will get better and better at as we continue. Well, today I want to discuss how you respond to the word sleep. It's not uncommon in my practice for people to come to me and say they've tried for such a long time to get to sleep. They've done this, they've done that. But if sleep remains elusive, they get to a point where just the word sleep itself or the thought of going to bed at night can cause tension, even anxiety, which obviously kicks off a bunch of hormones and chemicals that make falling asleep even harder. It's a catch-22, but the quest for sleep can make people sort of neurotic about sleep, driving them further away from their goal. Well, lucky for us, the great thing about hypnotherapy is that in a state of hypnosis, you're open to accepting new suggestions. So tonight, I'm going to make the suggestion to you while you're deeply, deeply relaxed that from now on, the word sleep itself causes you to relax. We are going to switch things around and restore your positive association with the word and the concept of sleep. Because remember, sleep is completely natural. Your body's designed to do it. You shouldn't have to try to sleep. It's just like your digestion or your breathing. You shouldn't have to think about it. So from now on, we're just going to make it so that when you hear the word sleep or when you think of going to sleep, you relax. You relax, because that's your new habit, your new practice, relaxation. You are succeeding at that, getting better and better at it, going deeper and deeper every night. And I'm going to ask you to practice that new reaction to the word sleep. You may need to practice it a little sort of consciously, remembering during the day when you think about going to bed at night, remembering, oh yeah, when I hear the word sleep, I relax. And maybe taking a nice deep breath, exhaling and letting your body relax. Remember, hypnosis isn't some weird mind control. It's just a very effective way of developing new thoughts and new habits. But you need to participate in the process. Pretty soon, you're going to find that you really feel good about the whole concept of sleep and that it's arriving at your door more and more easily every night. You'll see. All right. Let's get started. Remember, I'm your sleep buddy, so just follow my voice. If you haven't already, just allow your eyes to close easily and gently, and bring your awareness to your breathing. Allow your breath to be normal and natural. But your awareness, which has been flitting out around in the world all day, your awareness is coming back home to your breath. coming back home to your body. It feels so nice to allow your awareness to come back to your breath. Good. Now, I'd like you to bring your awareness up into your eyelids. Imagine that the little muscles of your eyelids are feeling loose and limp and relaxed. Imagine the muscles of your eyelids are like those curtains on a stage, the big, heavy, red velvet curtains with little ball bearings in the bottom of them. Let your eyelids be heavy, sleepy, comfortable. And now your eyelids are so relaxed that you accept the suggestion that your eyelids simply will not open. I mean, I know your eyelids would open if you really, really wanted to open them, but I want you to imagine that you can't open them. And now I'd like you to test your eyelids to make sure you can't open them by wiggling your eyebrows while your eyes remain shut. Good, good, wiggle, wiggle. Great. And now you can stop wiggling. Perfect. Now, this relaxation that you have around your eyes right now is the same quality of relaxation that you will soon have throughout your entire body. So let's imagine the relaxation around your eyes moving back into your head. Let's imagine a warm mist of relaxation is taking over every single cell of your brain. Causing your head to relax. Causing your scalp to relax, causing the muscles of your face to become loose and limp and relaxed. As you imagine warm waves of relaxation lapping up against the beach of your mind, feel those warm waves of relaxation lapping up against the beach of your mind. As all mental tension disappears. Beautiful. Now let's imagine that warm mist of relaxation is moving down into your neck, down into your shoulders, the muscles of your shoulders releasing and letting go, sort of melting. And as the muscles of your shoulders are relaxing, all of the responsibilities you carry on those shoulders are dropping to the floor. Responsibilities you feel in your life, to your friends, to your family. Responsibilities you feel to work or to the world itself. Responsibilities you feel to your future. And even responsibilities you may still feel to the past have just dropped to the floor. And you can pick any or all of them up in the morning when you wake up. But for right now, your only responsibility is to yourself. As you go deeper and deeper and that warm mist of relaxation moves down your arms, allow your arms to feel nice and heavy, like they're made of marble. And as the relaxation moves down into your hands, the palms of your hands feel warm and open. Perhaps the palms of your hands even tingle a little. As the relaxation moves down now into your fingers, every finger feeling full, heavy, and totally relaxed. Totally relaxed. Good. Now, while you listen to this recording, you'll always be aware of all the sounds going on around you, at least at first, before you drift into sleep. But for right now, no sound will bother or disturb you in any way. In fact, from this moment on, any sound that you hear, like noises from within your immediate environment, sounds from the street, those sounds will actually cause you to go deeper and even deeper into relaxation. You have a very powerful inner mind, and you direct it. you are in control. So as you make the decision that the sounds going on around you will take you deeper and deeper into relaxation, they do. Bring your awareness to those sounds now and let them take you deeper. Good. Very good. The only sound you need to pay any attention to is the sound of my voice. And the sound of my voice is also taking you deeper and even deeper. Good. So let's imagine that warm mist of relaxation is moving into your chest cavity now. Just allow that relaxation to fill your whole chest cavity as it expands and relaxes. And you imagine that warm mist of relaxation surrounding and supporting your heart, just like we did last week. Just allow that mist to surround and support and hold your heart as all emotional tension disappears. And now that warm mist of relaxation is moving down, through, and around your middle organs. Let it move deep into your belly so that your pelvis feels heavy on the bed. Your buttocks relaxing, the muscles of your lower back letting go. As the relaxation moves down your legs now, allow your legs to feel nice and heavy, like they're made of marble. And as the relaxation moves down into your feet, the soles of your feet feel warm and open. Perhaps the soles of your feet even tingle a little. As the relaxation moves down into your toes, every toe feeling full, heavy, and totally relaxed. Totally relaxed. As you imagine now that you are standing at the top of the staircase of relaxation, there are 10 steps on this staircase, and you are standing on the top step, number 10. In a moment, I'll ask you to start going down the staircase, and with every step that you go down, you'll take yourself deeper and even deeper into relaxation. Stepping down now to step number 9. Good. Going deeper and deeper. Now down to step number 8. Beautiful. As you go down now to step number 7, your whole body relaxed, more relaxed than you've been in a very long time. And now 6. It feels so good to bring yourself here, to know that you can bring yourself here. Well done. 5, going deeper and even deeper. 4, Three, two, one. At the bottom of the stairs, you see a door that says, "My inner mind." This is the entryway to your inner mind, where you make all the important decisions for your life. Open the door, and you see a lovely, comfortable armchair, waiting for you to sit in it and consider some new decisions. Allow yourself to sit down in the chair. As you lean your head back, feel yourself sinking into the soft chair. It feels so wonderful. Let me tell you a little about how your inner mind works. You are a fabulous 24/7 learning machine. You have been learning habits almost from the day you were born. You have been developing and improving upon patterns in your mind. You've learned to walk, talk, brush your teeth. You've learned to read, feed yourself, and how to get to work in the morning. You may have even learned entirely new languages, laying down complicated patterning in your mind. It is remarkable how well you learn new things. And even more remarkable, how much you've already learned. We are all fabulous learning machines. But the patterns we learn are not always good for us. Sometimes we pick up bad habits. And yet the learning machine inside of you improves upon them too. Bad habits tend to get worse, not better. Your inner mind only knows how to improve upon a habit, whether it's good, bad, or purely practical. When it comes to sleep, you may have developed some habits that no longer work for you. Perhaps, at some point in the past, you had some difficulty either falling or staying asleep, and a tiny seed of tension developed in you. Over time, sleep became connected with tension instead of rest. Because your inner mind is an amazing learning machine, sleep and tension got fully entwined until thinking about sleep, or even hearing the word itself, caused anxiety. A real fear that you'd never sleep easily or restfully again. And this anxiety releases stress hormones in the body, which interfere even more with sleep. And the whole thing became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Fear of not sleeping well ensured that you would sleep badly. And your inner mind didn't know any better. It just took the information it had received and improved upon it. You learned a bad habit without even knowing it. But we are changing that right now. Now that you are in deep relaxation, sitting comfortably in your inner mind, you can communicate with the part of you that makes habits. And we are making a new habit today. We don't need to break the old one. That's not how your inner mind works. We simply make a new one that makes you happy. So here goes. Here's my suggestion to your inner mind. From now on, and for the rest of your life, sleep is associated with relaxation. From now on, and for the rest of your life, sleep is associated with relaxation. And we practice that. So when I say the word sleep, you will relax. Sleep. As you let your body, every nerve, every fiber, every cell of your being become loose and limp and relaxed. Sleep. Your jaw is relaxing, your shoulders letting go, feeling heavy on the bed. Sleep. From now on and for the rest of your life, when you hear or even think the word sleep, you will relax. This is your choice. You choose to connect sleep with relaxation, just like they were connected when you were younger. You are forging a new habit in your inner mind. But that's easy. You do this all the time. You are a fabulous learning machine. Sleep. As you relax, going deeper and deeper, practice relaxing. The word sleep is now connected with relaxation. Accept this suggestion, and it happens. Sleep. As you imagine preparing for bed, getting changed into your night clothes, brushing your teeth, laying down, you find yourself relaxing. Sleep. Enjoy relaxing around the word sleep again. It feels good. It feels nice. It's been too long that you felt tension or insecurity around sleep. It's nice to feel relaxed. Sleep. Even the word itself is like a person stretched out on a bed, relaxing. Sleep. Sleep as you take yourself deeper and even deeper. Notice that the word itself is associated with relaxation. You've made that connection. You've used your inner mind to help yourself to forge a new pathway that you will practice from now on. And it will quickly become automatic. You'll find very soon that it feels normal to feel relaxed around sleep. You will practice this response consciously for a while. Remember, you are your own best hypnotist, and you will repeat these suggestions to yourself. When I hear the word sleep, I relax. When I think about sleep, I relax. And you will practice forging new connections in your mind and body, building this new habit in your learning machine. You did it with walking and talking and brushing your teeth. You will learn this new response to sleep. It's actually fun and easy. And now, having done so much good work repairing your subconscious mind today, it's time to rest, to listen to my voice and let it take you deeper and even deeper, to allow yourself to become loose and limp like a rag doll. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. And as your mind relaxes, your body relaxes. You imagine that armchair in your inner mind extending out, flattening into the most comfortable bed. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. And as your mind relaxes, your body relaxes. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. And as your mind relaxes, your body relaxes. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. As you relax, let go and sleep.